toxic algae blooms point to big environmental problems in Ohio. They're also causing financial trouble for people who live near some of the state's largest lakes. That's according to a new study of the property values of homes near Buckeye Lake and Grand Lake St. Mary's in western Ohio. On the line now via Skype is David Wolf. He's an Ohio State University doctoral student and one of the study's authors. David, thanks for your time.
Good to be here.
So let's start with Buckeye Lake, since that's the closest to us. Just how much has toxic algae affected home values there?
Well, we would find from our study that when algal levels reach a no drinking threshold, near lake homeowners lose around $101 million in property values.
And that's just at Buckeye Lake?
Correct.
How exactly do you calculate something like that?
So we use something that's called a hedonic property model, which is often used to value environmental amenities in economics. And essentially, you look at how property values change in response to environmental quality conditions while you hold other things constant that influence property values, things like structural characteristics, location, the time it was sold, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that has not been constant is the situation with the Buckeye Lake Dam. The lake had to be mostly drained. It was shut off to boaters. Homeowners had to rip out their boat docks. Your study took that into account.
Correct, yes. So we look at things that affect the housing market over time, not only across years, but also across months. And so those temporal controls would take into account, these reductions in water levels.
Mm-hmm. Grand Lake St. Mary's in western Ohio, it's much bigger than Buckeye Lake, much farther from us as well. How have blooms affected property values there?
So we find a very similar average estimate for near lake homes near Grand Lake St. Mary's. However, because there's fewer homes within our specific study region, only around $51 million in property values were lost because of harmful algal blooms.
Mm-hmm. This is largely speculative, but could these property values be recouped if the blooms go away?
Yes, they could be. And in fact, our research finds that if we were to completely remove these algal blooms, then, you know, the entirety of these losses would be recouped. And so we think that policies aimed at either completely eliminating algal blooms or constraining them from forming in the first place would be ideal for near lake homeowners.
Algal blooms are largely fueled by fertilizer runoff. We have a state government here in Ohio that is controlled by Republicans who do generally tend to be very pro-business, i.e. pro-farmer, with not as much focus on the environment. State lawmakers have passed some controls for algal blooms, but would you consider this study to be a message to them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway from our study is that there are real tangible benefits from mitigating algal blooms, especially for near lake homeowners and recreators.
Have you forwarded this to lawmakers or do you plan to?
Yes, we plan to, but we haven't yet.
David Wolf is a doctoral student at Ohio State. We've been talking about his new study on how algal blooms have affected property values for homes on Buckeye Lake and Grand Lake St. Mary's. Thanks again.
Thank you.